It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Giancarlo Stanton was asked if torpedo bats were the, quote, bat adjustments he said may have contributed to his elbow injuries, something we've discussed on the show.
Yes.
Here's Giancarlo's answer. You're not going to get the story you're looking for, so if that's what you guys want, this isn't going to happen. Stanton said he will use a torpedo bat when he returns from the IL.
Oh, wow. Mm. Okay. So he's
denying it then, without denying it.
The weirdest thing ever. So he's going to use it, but he's not saying that it contributed to the...
No, he's saying the answer is no. That's how I take that answer. Like, you guys are looking for the story that the torpedo bat led to my injury. You're not getting what you're looking for. Clearly the answer is no, because he's already confirmed that upon his return, he's using a torpedo bat.
Right, and why would he use it if it contributed to his double tennis elbows?
Yeah, he's saying it's not true.
Yes.
Which I believe him on. I don't think he'd make it up. So the torpedo...
Especially if he uses it.
Right. Well, he's saying he got hurt for different reasons, and you've been on the top of this saying, no, it's because he lifts too much weights or whatever reason. Stanton has come out with a denial that the torpedo bat led to those double elbow injuries. Any update on when he's coming back?
No, we don't have
that part out.
We don't have that part out. I'm actually starting to wonder if he hasn't fully used or fleshed out the torpedo bat, and now he's going to use it, right? Whatever you want to make from this quote.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a chance he literally destroys a baseball when he comes back? He always has the hardest hit balls anyway.
He has the hardest hit balls. There's a newer metric that we look at, bat speed, right? That's a new thing. His bat speed is number one in baseball.
Yeah.
Like, I was reading the numbers, it was like 80.
And that's not exit velocity. This is bat speed.
The speed of swinging a bat for Giancarlo is 82 miles an hour, which led me to wonder, what's our bat speed? I'm going to guess like 10 miles an hour.
That's what's it's probably about. Like 30.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, it has to be a little bit more than 10.
You think so? I don't know, man. I don't know. We got to get that one figured out, too. We got some baseball activities we need to address.
Who's doing the analytics of all this stuff that we need to do, by the way?
I know. We got to find someone who does it. So years ago, we had a guy I know. He's on the Mets text chat, Adam Eaton. He's in touch with a group that studies like pitches and, you know, your spin rate. So we did do an experiment a few years ago.
Oh, then they definitely, that same group probably is doing it.
Why don't you text him? He's in the Mets text chat. Say, hey, Adam Eaton, can you hook us up where we can measure our bat speeds? Thanks, bro. guaranteed it gets done. Your tiki barber. What's up?
In real time as we're talking, G is now giving an update on his return.
Let's hear it.
All right, this is from Brian Hoke again. Stanton said he has had advanced to taking at-bats against the traject machine. I don't know why it's spelled like that.
Okay.
He will need to play in rehab games after missing all spring training. Quote, I'm just getting the feel back. He said he still feels pain in his elbows, but that will be a constant.
Wow. And he's just going to have to play through it. That's the bottom line with this. And he kind of said that he dealt with that last year, where he played through the elbow issues even into the postseason. Mm-hmm. And obviously, he performed at a high level. I would guess that in terms of rehab, you're given 30 days as a position player, or is it 20 days as a position player?
Right.
I think he's going to have to use all of it because he hasn't had spring training. Like, you're working your way back from nothing. So I think the moment he's ready to start entering games in the minor leagues, you're looking at a clock of about 3 weeks. And then they get him back, and the Yankee lineup becomes even more dangerous, especially since Giancarlo has confirmed he will be using the torpedo bat.
But you can't send Ben Rice back down to AAA after he took 22. That's my issue.
You know what? Take a deep breath, okay?
Take a deep breath?
Take a deep breath. Let's see Ben Rice tear the cover off the ball.
He has been.
It's been 3 games! Mm. What is wrong with everybody in this city?
Okay, do they count?
In 3 weeks, he's doing the same thing. You can't send him back.
I never said that you should.
So who becomes expendable is the question.
Pablo Reyes!
That's a good point. I guess he could catch and all this. All I'm saying is this. When you make the move from 93 to 22 on this team,
I understand.
It's a tough look 3 weeks later to head back down to AAA.
That's not even my argument. My argument, if it is one, is...
When do you go back to 93?
Yeah.
With 3 games into a baseball season, take a deep breath. Like, things will figure itself out. You freaking out? You want me to make an AI song? You can't send Ben Rice to the minors?
Oh, please stop freaking out, for the love of God.
I did it for Mark Vientos.
No, can we just talk baseball without everything becoming an AI song?
I haven't done an AI song in weeks. I'm just saying, if you need it, I'm willing to do it. Let's go to Jim in Levittown. Hey, Jim.
I, for one, like the AI songs very much.
Thank you.
I want you to know that.
Thank you.
You know, I'm a Met fan. I'm gonna start off with that. So I really don't care if Yankee fans get hurt. But you're kind of putting them in danger if you have them turning their back to one of the guys who hits the hardest line drives in baseball. And when you go to a game, they tell you to be alert for foul ball.
Right, but it's not while the ball's in play. You're going to watch the game.
So you're saying
you think a drunk Yankee fan is going to think to turn around in time? Come on.
Well, if it's ingrained in his head because he's heard it so many times where it becomes second nature to do it even without thinking about it. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, or you weren't listening earlier on the Odyssey app and you don't want to rewind, then I'm going to tell you again. When Juan Soto comes to the Bronx for the Subway Series, his at-bats, you don't boo. You stand up, you turn around, and you stay silent.
Here's the problem. Our last caller's spot on. Mm. You're going to turn around in time? He hits a line drive, he's going to kill you. You got to be careful.
I can promise you.
Yeah.
Knowing Juan Soto, yeah, as well as we all do now.
He's not going to swing.
What does it take to improve maternal health for everyone? It takes a new model of care for mothers and babies. It takes deeper connections in patients' communities and comprehensive care before pregnancy and far beyond. It takes Philadelphia's only hospital exclusively dedicated to women and families to reinvent maternal health care and improve outcomes for all women. It takes Temple Health.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
He's taking the first pitch.
That's a good point. There's a good chance that that's the case. Let's go to Chris in Manhattan. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys, I'm so enjoying the show today. The four of you do such a great job.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
You know, that's funny. I'm Tiki, the last caller. Imagine that happens and there's a line drive and a Mets fan dives and saves a Yankee fan from getting hit.
Of course, because he wants the Soto ball. Of course they're going to do that.
There you go. It'll be all unity. But, hey, listen, just a couple things that happened quickly. Back to the Devers thing.
Yeah.
I remember, if I recall correctly, I think I do, Gary Sheffield, when he was young, and with the Brewers, was throwing the ball over the first baseman's head on purpose to get traded.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
yes, it happened. I remember hearing that.
Yeah, and that's like, wow. So,
yeah, this is not my idea. I give credit to Gio because I heard him say it this morning that it's possible that Rafael Devers is 0 for 18 with 15 strikeouts is basically saying, screw all of you. You wanted me to DH. You don't want me to play third base. I've already got my long-term contract. Bleep off. Mm. And when I first heard, I was like, nah, it's crazy. But then you give it thought, and it could be happening. Like, we didn't know about
I seriously doubt it.
We didn't know about the Gary Sheffield stuff until after the fact. Mm. It's not like we knew it
after
in real time.
After he was retired.
No, I think it was actually even before that. I think it was just after he was away from Milwaukee and started to become a star bouncing around baseball. Like, we didn't really know about it. All right, real quick, NFL rule changes. If you're just tuning in, here's what's going on. The overtime rule has been changed. I repeat, the overtime rule has been changed. What they have decided to do, it got enough votes with the competition committee, is it will now replicate the postseason, which means even if you score a touchdown on your opening drive, the other team has a right to get the football.
Both teams are guaranteed a possession in overtime.
They changed that rule for the playoffs a couple of years ago, and now it will be uniformed and it will include the regular season. Now, if I'm not mistaken, please confirm this. They are moving the amount of time that overtime has back to 15 minutes.
No, they're not.
They're not.
They thought about it, and then they rejected it.
This is BS!
Yep.
There's going to be
prepared for ties.
There's going to be a lot more ties, aren't there?
Ten-minute drives are doable.
Absolutely.
So, or even if you score in 6 minutes and you know you have a touchdown to go back. I guess unless...
Well, hold on. Let me remember something real quick. Because didn't Tony Romo... 2 years ago.
Yes, the Super Bowl,
the
right?
The Super Bowl in overtime. He told us that if the possession didn't end, it would go into the next overtime.
Yes. What was the reality
and like
with that?
Everybody was confused. Like, what in the hell are you talking about, Tony?
Right.
But he was right. Meaning, if the initial team that gets the kickoff goes on a, let's say, 11-minute drive.
Right.
And they don't score. They just keep possessing the ball. It goes into the next overtime.
Because the other team needs the ball?
But the other team, yes, the other team gets the ball.
But in the regular season, there is only one overtime. Correct. So what happens?
The game ends. Now,
what do you mean the game ends? So the rule is not really a rule then. Because if one team owns the football for the entire 10-minute period.
And they say misses the field goal, then the game is over?
Right. Whatever happens first, either the overtime period ends or both teams possess the ball.
Interesting. So the rule of both teams have to possess the ball only matters if there's enough time for both teams to possess
the ball. Correct. Which brings in the strategy. If you feel like, and we get the data, that these drives aren't going 9 minutes, 8 minutes, would you want to give the ball to the opponent knowing you're getting the ball back and give yourself the opportunity at the end? I'm not playing for the time, going for two if I get my touchdown.
It's a fair strategy. Because in the old days... It would be, I can't give them the ball first, because if they score a touchdown, the game's over. Now you know you're getting the ball back, assuming they don't use the full 10 minutes.
It's just like deferring the opening kickoff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want the ball in the second half. I want the second possession of overtime.
I think I'd want the second possession.
Of course you did, because if they kick the field goal, you know you have to score a touchdown. And at least you'll settle for the field goal.
Yeah.
If you're just going to play for the tie.
So do you like this?
I'm going to be aggressive and I'm going to go for the win. I do actually like it, but... I do think you're right. It could lead to more ties.
Yeah, especially if they're keeping it at only 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Now, most possessions are not a full 10 minutes, obviously, but 2 5-minute possessions, and there you go. Mm-hmm. And it's all over.
I mean, the Seattle game last year, the Giants' first possession was almost 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It might have been actually 10 minutes.
Now, that means more ties, but the good thing about ties, there is a positive to ties. The positive about ties is it makes the tiebreakers a little bit easier to comprehend at the end of the year.
Right.
Because there aren't as many, because some teams are a half game off. There will be some 9-7-1 teams and some 9-8 teams. So that rule change has gone through. Number two, the tush push remains. They are tabling it. which means they're going to talk about it again a year from now. So the the tush push remains in the NFL. That's number two.
Yeah, Goodell just spoke on this, by the way.
Yes.
And the sense is this is going to get banned. I don't think it's tabled till next season. As
of so they still may go over it again?
Yeah, they still may go over it again, and he is citing the health factor of it.
Is there really a safety issue, though?
About pushing guys and all of that.
I mean, it's low-speed contact. The Eagles' offensive line basically puts their head in the ground as soon as the ball is snapped and then pushes with their legs. So I don't know where the safety issue is, unless you're just talking about the pile. It doesn't feel like a dangerous play to me.
It doesn't feel like a dangerous play. In fact, the way it feels, I hate to stand up for Philadelphia here, is that teams, too many teams, are just bitter that they can't stop it, nor can they run it.
Right.
So let's just ban it. And I don't think that's the way we should go about things in life.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
KYW News Radio and Deborah Heart and Lung Center team up to discuss diagnosing and treating valvular heart disease and the exciting future in the heart valve research space. Here's Rasa Kay.
While there are effective, minimally invasive procedures to repair or replace a faulty heart valve, interventional cardiologist Dr. Mohammad Raza warns they can't be performed at the most severe disease stage and laments the delays that come from dismissing symptoms.
Most common is when patients say, I didn't think my symptoms were from my heart. Unfortunately, valvular dysfunction and age go hand in hand. In the general population, 2% of patients have valvular disease. When you are above 65, especially above 70, 10% of patients have valvular heart disease.
Ongoing symptoms such as fatigue and shortness of breath and any swelling in the extremities warrant a visit with your doctor. Learn more at DeboraHealthReport.com.
New Jersey's only heart, lung, and vascular specialty hospital, Debora Heart and Lung Center. When it's your heart, demand Deborah.